Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're really excited to welcome back gospel recording artist Shelly Massey to our program. If the name sounds familiar, we actually spoke with her last year right before the release of her album, You're All I Need. Well, now the album is available for all of you to be able to enjoy, so we're excited to be able to welcome her back to talk about the songs, how they've been speaking to the hearts of all of you, and then, of course, for those who haven't heard the title track, we'll be playing it as well. But Shelly, hello to you, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me again. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Well, look, I'm glad to have you on with us. Congratulations to you again on Your All I Need. It's an album that really says so much. I mean, even from that title track that we'll be hearing. But, I mean, some of the other songs really show why it's so important for us to rely on God and how He really is our everything. What has it been like for you to share that message with people, Shelly?
You know what? It's been so refreshing because every time I share the message, something triggers inside of me again. So that's always a good thing,
right.
You know, when
right.
you can share the message of Christ, and it puts me in an overjoyous state. And so it's been a blessing. The song has been blessing so many people of all races. I mean, it's been really a blessing, and so we're so excited about it. And so we're gearing up for 2014, and we're going to be singing that song as much as we can and lifting up the hearts of God's people.
Right. And it really is a message. When you were on the program before with Ben Tankard, and we talked about this, it really is a song that I think all of us can kind of make our mantra, because it's so easy for us, even individuals of faith, to, you know, to lose sight of it sometimes, that God, in the sight of everything that's going on, that God is all that we need, and that really helps us. But, you know, it's not just that song, and I was thinking about this when I was prepping for the segment. I was playing the album back, and then you have these great songs like, as we mentioned, You're All I Need, but also Right There is another powerful one, you know, and then, of course, the song You Are God. Well, you know, you mentioned how they resonate with you. Is that part of the blessing? Thing to be inspired by them, but also to be able to share that inspiration.
Yes. I know Right There, I get so many testimonies. People text me, people email me. Right There is a very powerful song. Right There was inspired around the time that, you know, everybody got something they go through. I mean, if you're going to live in this world, you're going to experience something. And so that was inspired right around the time. It was some things going on in my life. And, you know, you want to throw in that towel sometimes. And Right There, just knowing that God will be right there in the midst of calamity. And so, again, people just text me like crazy, especially close friends. They tell me, oh, Shel, I was having a bad day, but I put Right There in, and I'm telling you, it put me in a place of peace and glory, and I think to myself, okay, it served its purpose. Right there is amazing. You Are God. Oh my goodness, that song right there is a worship song that will just put you there, right in the presence of God. And I'm not just saying this because I wrote the songs and God, gave them to me, but they are really life changing songs. And you know, I tell people all the time, my CD is one of those CDs that if you're going through anything, it's gonna take you out of that place. You may have a bad day that day, but that day won't belong to you after you hear the CD. So the songs are amazing.
It really is. And Shelly, what I think is so great about it is you can just put it on and leave it. Because, I mean, every song, I think, will personally resonate with you in some form. And then, too, you know, it even helps you to do that self-examination that is so important. Because if you're listening to a song that says, God, You're All I Need, we then have to ask ourselves, well, is that really true? Can we really sing that with conviction? And, you know, and the importance, too, that you share through music of the importance of putting down self, not putting down in a negative way, but making sure that we're not elevating ourselves to a place where we're not giving God what is due to him. How important has that been for you to realize that when you get out of your own way, that that's when God really shows up?
You know what? I've been a Christian a long time, and sometimes you think you've given God everything and, like, you're dead to yourself and alive to him. But these last few years, I mean, these last couple of years, excuse me, I mean, I've really been a dead to myself and alive to Christ. And it has made all of the difference, you know? And so now I'm able to write music. I can't, you know, I'm excited about the CD, excited about the next one, too, because it will be songs of just dead to yourself and alive to Christ. And so, and if you're not, you know, and if you're not dead to yourself and alive to Christ, then you're not really living. You know what I mean? You're not really living a fulfilled life, because when you're dead to yourself and alive to Christ, all the worry is cast on him. All your fears are cast on him. You can just rest in his arms knowing that everything is A-okay. And so I try to live a life like that, and my husband tried to live a life, and, you know, when I'm on stage, I try to encourage people to rest and live your life, you know, resting in God, dead to yourself and alive to Christ.
Right. There you go. I think that is really the key there, Shelley. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Shelley Massey is back with us. We're talking to her about her album, and it's really the message, of course, that all of us, hopefully we will be able to say that you're all I need, and that, of course, is talking about our relationship with God and understanding, you know, how he can help us through all situations. And, you know, as I said to Shelley, we have to get out of our own way. And sometimes, as you mentioned, all of us know what it's like to feel like, you know what, I just don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can go another day. But then to know that we have God there to be able to have our back and to help push us, I think it's such a great thing. You mentioned something a couple of times, and I want to talk to you about it, and that is, you know, the text messages you get, the phone calls, the messages online I know that you respond to because I see them on Twitter. You know, does that really help you to stay motivated, too, to know that, look, people are not only listening, but they're receiving the message?
You know what? It almost validates the call of God upon my life. When people can say, you know what, that song right there took me there today. It's exactly what I need. It speaks volumes to me because it lets me know that I'm doing exactly what God has called me to do. And I'm telling you, as a songwriter, as a artist, it feels so good when you know that you're changing people's lives and your own point, doing exactly what the Father has called you to do. So I'm telling you, I get so excited. You know, I know for some artists, you know, they've been at this for a long time, and so, you know, they lose their zeal along the way. But I'm telling you, I'm just excited today, singing and blessing God's people, as I was excited when I first got started, because people are being blessed by what God has called me to do. So I hope I answered that right, because that felt good to me. So, yes, people are being blessed, and that means the world to me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Your being here means a lot to us, Shelley. We know that you've been busy, but we appreciate your spending this time with us. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Shelley Massey's single, You're All I Need. Shelley, stay with us. You guys are listening to Conversations Live.
Your majesty, you're all I need. Let the horn of your salvation cover me like a blanket. Hide me in the cleft of your heart. You're all I need. You're all I need. I need forever. Yeah. I'm captured by your love, love, love. The comforter, your sweet touch. Yeah. Release to me like a flying dove. You are the air I breathe. And so much more. In the greatness of your majesty, you're all I need.
Let the horn of your salvation
cover me like a blanket. Hide me in the cleft of your heart.
I need
forever. Yes, oh yes. Hide me under your wings. I need you. Cover me completely. I need you. Yes, I need you. Hide me. Your wings.
I need you. Cover me completely.
Cover me completely.
Let the horn of your salvation
cover me like a blanket. Hide me in the cleft of your heart. Cover me like a blanket. Hide me in the cleft of your heart. You're all I need.
You're all I need.
You're all I need.
I need
forever.
There you have Shelly Massey with You're All I Need here on Conversations Live. We actually have been speaking with the lady herself here on the show. She's back with us, talking with us not only about the way that people have been responding to the album since it released, but also how the songs really ministered to her as well. So, Shelly, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you as well as how they can get the album.
Okay. Well, of course, go to my website. They can actually get my website. Get the CD right on my website. That's ShellyMassey.com. And I love social media, and so that's one of the ways we're making that available too. But they can keep in contact with me on my social media sites, and I'm on Instagram at Shelly Massey Music, and they can reach me on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook,
right.
I'm on Facebook, Shelly Massey Music, and Twitter, they can look me up at Shelly Massey. And also they can go get my music, iTunes, of course, and my CD is in stores, major cities. It's in stores like Walmart, Target, places like that. So I hope everybody enjoy what they hear.
There you go. I know that they are, Shelly. It's an amazing album. I mean, I've been enjoying it
Thank
myself
you.
And really okay. hope that our listeners are able to take appreciation of it as well. And know that it really is not just music. It really is a message that all of us can make our own. And that is what, to me, makes it so powerful. So congratulations to you, Shelly. And thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
Back on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. Again, everyone, Shelly Massey has been our guest. ShellyMassey.com is the website for you guys to be able to stay in contact with Shelly. And for all things Shelly Massey, you can also find her, as she mentioned, on Twitter, at Shelly Massey. And on Facebook, you can find her. Just look up Shelly Massey Music. The album, again, is called You're All I Need. It is available, as she mentioned, at all the major retailers, as well as online through our partner at Amazon.com. If you guys came in late and missed part of this conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.